person whom destiny calls. The ordinary rules of life are reversed and become quite different. Good and evil are transferred to another and higher plane. Then the virtues, which might be applauded in an ordinary person, would in you become vices, simply because they would only be the source of obstacles and ruin. Now the great law of the world is not to do this or that, to avoid one thing or pursue another. It is to live, to enlarge and develop our most active and sublime qualities in such a way that from any sphere we can always strive to reach another one that is wider, more airy, more elevated. Do not forget that. Go straight ahead. Simply do as you please insofar as it serves your interest. Leave weakness and scruple to the petty minds and to the rabble of underlings. There is only one consideration worthy of you, the elevation and greatness of yourself. I think that a decent man, a man who feels that he has some soul, has now more than ever the strict duty of falling back upon himself, and since he can't save others, of striving for his own betterment. That is the essential task in times like ours. Everything that is being lost by society does not disappear, but takes refuge in individual lives. The mass is petty, wretched, shameful, and repugnant. The isolated being can rise above this, and just as in the ruins of Egypt, amidst heaps of rubble, broken and unrecognizable fragments, the walls that have collapsed or subsided and are often difficult to repair, there will have survived some colossus thrusting into the sky, which, by its very height, preserves an idea of the nobility of the Templar town, now raised to the ground forever. So in the same way, these isolated men can help to preserve our conception of what God's noblest and finest creatures ought to be like. Now the great law of the world is not to do this or that, to avoid one thing or pursue another. It is to live, to enlarge and develop our most active and sublime qualities in such a way that from any sphere we can always strive to reach another one that is wider, more airy, more elevated. Do not forget that. Go straight ahead. Simply do as you please, insofar as it serves your interest. Leave weakness and scruples to the petty minds and to the rabble of underlings. There is only one consideration worthy of you, the elevation and greatness of yourself. Person whom destiny calls. The ordinary rules of life are reversed and become quite different. Good and evil are transferred to another and higher plane. Then the virtues, which might be applauded in an ordinary person, would in you become vices, simply because they would only be the source of obstacles and ruin. Now the great law of the world is not to do this or that, to avoid one thing or pursue another. It is to live, to enlarge and develop our most active and sublime qualities in such a way that from any sphere we can always strive to reach another one that is wider, more airy, more elevated. Do not forget that. Go straight ahead. Simply do as you please insofar as it serves your interest. Leave weakness and scruple to the petty minds and to the rabble of underlings. There is only one consideration worthy of you,